Okay, let's get into Nehemiah, Perek Beis. Nehemiah, Perek Beis is a continuation. We learned in the last Perek that Nehemiah is told that, by a man named Hanani, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael and in Yerushalayim, and he's very upset, and he mourns for his Am Yisrael, and he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's misvade, that they've been violating the same sins, but, he has to spring into action. And the Perek ended off by saying he was a Mashke Lamelech. So here in this Perek, he appears in front of the king, Artaxasta, and he has wine, and the king sees that he has a sour face. And the king asks him, what's going on? Why the sour face? You're not sick. Maybe the king was suspicious of something. And Nehemiah says, no, there's nothing wrong with you, but it's just that, my people, my city, is desolate, and they're being attacked. And the king says, okay, what do you want? And I started davening, says Nehemiah. And the king says, you could go. Just tell me how long you're going to be. How long are you going to be there for? But the king said he was allowed to go. So Nehemiah says, thank you so much. Could I please have a letter of protection so I don't have to get stopped along the way? So he gives him a letter of protection. He gives him army, even military escort. And Nehemiah goes back to Yerushalayim from Shushan. Though we are introduced in this parak to the evil players. Sanballat HaChorani, Tov Yoho Eved Amoni. They wanted to do bad. They go to Yerushalayim, and they're going to try to cause trouble. Nehemiah gets to Yerushalayim. He stays there for a couple of days. And during the night, after being there for 3 days, he goes out. And according to many that understand the psukim, he goes and he breaks the walls even a little more to show that in the morning, he does that in secret. So in the morning, he shows all of the rest of the people, look how bad these walls are. We have to rebuild them. We have to make sure that the ear and the bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is strong and robust. We have to build it. Nobody's going to stop us. Hashem's going to help us. And they said, okay, let's do it. Sanballat and Tobi hear about it. And they say, what are you doing? And Nehemiah says, try to stop us. We are going to do it. You don't have a chelik, and you're not part of this project. That's the parak as the revamping of Yerushalayim takes place. Again, they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Beis HaMikdash, but there is no defense. The walls, they've been attacked, and that's what Nehemiah is doing. So, Vayhi b'chodesh Nisan. So, it's still in the month of Nisan. Shnas Estrim la'atachshasta ha'melech yayin lefanav. As we mentioned last time, it's the same month and the same year as was mentioned in the previous parak. So it's the Chodesh Nisan. If you look in Rav Soloveitchik and Yemei Zikaron, he quotes on page 218 that Nisan is always part of the Geula process in the physical realm throughout Tanakh, and Tishrei is always in the spiritual realm. He quotes a number of psukim that reflect this idea. Yadua Masha Hitcholel bePesach. Told us Yisrael, Gulas Yisrael Mitzrayim Biyad Chazaka V'Zoranatuya, Gilu Shechina. Bnei Yisrael physically went out. Bepesach Noda Ha'uma Yisraelit, and that's why we find Aliyas Ezra and Nehemiah started with Nisan. And they started to build the walls of Yerushalayim. So in Nisan, so Perek Beis and Perek Gimel. What happened in Tishrei? The Beis HaMikdash Rishon was Mechunach Al Yidei Shlomo. The Mizbeach was Mechunach. The Avodah started again. So we see the physical geula happens in Nisan. The spiritual geula happens in Tishrei. So here we go. B'chodesh Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxasta, the king, who again we've spoken about who Artaxasta was. Rashi quotes he was Daryavesh, right? And this was just another name. Maybe Artaxasta is the name of the position. But either way, Daryavesh. V'ases Hayayin, and Nehemiah says, I was holding the wine. I was his cupbearer. V'etzna l'melech, and I gave the wine to the king. V'lo hayisi ralafanav, and I generally never had a face on beforehand. I was never ra lefanav, right? The Malbim says he was trying to be besimcha, even though he felt this tremendous pain. Vayomer li ha-melech, madua panecha royim? Why do you look like that? Why do you look like that? He saw his face was not besaver panim yafos, right? The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, in the first parak, Shammai, interesting who's talking, Shammai says, you have to be mekabel's kol adam besaver panim yafos, right? The Meiri says on there, even if you don't feel it, sever from the word svara. The Meiri in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, klomar, afilo lo haya libcha sameach bakach, hare et atzmecha lefanav kisameach al biyaso. Ashi he sover alecha, shiupanecha matzivos lesimchascha al biyaso. Mekavach adam besever panim yafos. Let him think that it is panim yafos, right? Our face is a rishus harabim. We have to make sure that our face gives off a proper impression, right? That's what happens by Lavan. Hashem Yaakov sees that Lavan's face wasn't as it used to be. If you look in the Yachal Yisrael or by Lao's commentary on Pirkei Avos, there he says, look what's in the same Mishnah, right? What does it say? Kavati itim laTorah, right? Let's find the Mishnah, just the beginning of the Mishnah, a lot of pages in this. Ase taras chakeva, emar mat vase harbe, by mekabos kalad meseir panim yafos. So what's the emphasis? Even if ase taras chakeva, and you're learning a lot, then you want to be in the base medrash. Hamakabos kaladam beseir panim yafos, wants to make sure to always greet each person with a smile and give them the feeling that they're the only thing in the world right now. So the king asks him, why is your face fallen? Vata incha chole, you're not sick. Ein zekiim roa lev. Right, it must be something wrong. Roa lev. What's roa lev? Rashi says it must be that you're going to try to kill me. You're going to try to poison me. Ena ma'isa zeki im roa lev sheish belivavcha alai lahamiseni besama maves b'shtias kozeh. And therefore, va'ira harbe ma'od. Nechemya was very nervous. Nisteyarati ma'od alkach shlo ya'alil alai hamelech ba'alila. Right, and that's why he was upset. The Marsha mentions in one place, maybe he always used to drink the wine, as we mentioned in the last parak. He always used to drink the wine before him, but now because he was so sad, he wasn't drinking the wine. But the king thought it was because he had something to hide. Either way, there's an amazing Vilna Gaon, the Gra, right here on the Dover Nifla. The Gra points out that there are six psukim in Tanakh, which have five words in a row, each with two letters. Each with two letters. Vayivale Noach es shem es cham, ki gam zelach ben, by Binyamin, ki yod al keis ka, that's at the end of Bishalach, but those are the three that are known in the Torah. But there's also one by David, al kein lo ba el shulchan amelech, by at the end, and by in our pasuk, ein ze ki im roa lev, right, those are even six, not ein, but ze ki im roa lev. And we have by Shlomo, ki gam li gam lecha lo yihiyah. Right? And those are the psukim. So the Gra puts them all together and says it's telling a story. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is borrowing the world not to be parished from the world. You have to be involved in the world. And you have to not be a nazir. Lo tzorach li'os nazir olam. Below the first hatzmon bitanugi olam. Lasos lo kanfei precious. No, you have to be involved in the world and be mekadesh. Be Makadish. Cham is mora on the garua me'echav holech achartavis libo. Cham symbolizes the gashmius. Cham, right, he saw his father, the erva, shame be'ever. Shame is the ruchnius. So if you read the psukim, al derech drush, Noach chayv, ayivala Noach, es shame es cham. Kadosh Baruch Hu put into man a shame element and a cham element. Gashmius and ruchnius. Kadosh Baruch Hu herkip yitiris adam shagufa neshama yu biyachad. Hagam shan neshama hu or elyon. Vaguf hu bore betaivus. Shem shnei hafachim. Bechozos, he put them together. Why? Ki gam zelacha ben. Haguf hu gam kein ben avi oved. Also this one, also the gashmius is a ben of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that it can achieve heights. But if a person says, no, I only want to be ruchani. Ki yad, right, mumavakesh gedulos lios parush mitanuge olam. Zekiyad al keiska. He wants to put his hand up to Shemayim. Al kein lo ba el. Right? You're not going to come to the Shulchan Amelach. That's not how you come to Hashem. Ein zekiyim ro alev. Our pasuk. That's because he's warped. And kam li golachalo. You're not going to have this world. You're not going to have the next world. And the Chassam Sofer heard this from the Gra and he praised it very much. But that's quoted here in the Pnimi Shulchan Gra on this pasuk, one of the six psukim in Tanakh that has five words in a row, each with two psukim. So the pasuk continues. He was very scared. Va'omar la'melech ha'melech lo'olam ichye. So Nechemya responds and says, no, may the king live forever. Madua lo yeru fanaya asher ha'ir. Beisa kiros avose charev. I'll tell you why I'm upset. Why is it my face shouldn't be down? The city where my forefathers are buried is desolate. Chareva u'sha'are uchlu ba'esh. And its gates are consumed in fire. Why does he mention the Beis Kivros, the Malbim says, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also talks about this in two places. In his commentary on the Torah, if you look in Shemos, Yud Gimel Yutes, Kever Avos is very understandable to people out there. They recognize that Kever Avos makes something beloved, makes something beloved, and that's why Yaakov and the Shvatim so deeply make sure not to be buried in Mitzrayim. Don't bury Mitzrayim, go to Eretz Canaan, because once you're in Eretz Canaan, you'll realize the Chavivus, Hare, says Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Beshalach, Shehevet HaMelech, Shekivros Avosav, Mechabevin Esamakom Abeneyem, Leficha Chashat Shushifte Kashema, Yitamu Yisro, B'Mitzrayim, B'nei Angolos, V'chavso Shalo Yichavev HaMakom Beneyem, Adi Shekivro Asam Mitzrayim. Don't become beloved to Mitzrayim, and that's where they're not buried there. And that's Yisod HaShmira, not to be buried there, and that's what happens here, that he's convincing the king that it's very beloved to him. The Mishpat Zozov points out, he also doesn't mention Yerushalayim right away. Doesn't mention Yerushalayim, right? Maybe he didn't want him to think that, to say no right away. He mentioned Yerushalayim later on, but he didn't want to think it was something about the national Jewish thing. It was something personal. Kever Avos. And the Rinas Yitzchak also uses this beautifully to explain, what do you mean buried in Yerushalayim? Nobody's buried in Yerushalayim. Who's buried in Yerushalayim? Right, the Tosefta Negoim says, "Ein Mekayimin Bakvaros Chutz Mikibri Malchus Beis David V'Chol Da Hanavia." The Rambam says, the Rambam quotes that. But if Nehemiah is Rubavel, according to Gemara Sanhedrin, which we mentioned, Daf Lamed Ches, if Nehemiah is Rubavel, Rubavel was Bizera Malucha Ben Benoshel Yehoyachin Malch Yehuda. So maybe this is Kever Avos. So that would explain David Hamelech's family. Vayomer Li, continuing. Vayomer liyamelach almaze atamavakish. What do you want? Voes palel elke ashamayim. So I davened. So the pashas is that he davened something quietly right here, and nobody heard. And now he starts talking to the king. But the Malbim and the Be'er Yosef at the beginning of Vayishlach says, no, maybe he's talking to the king, but he's really talking to the king. Meaning it's a double meaning. Each of the words that he's saying now is really a double meaning. He's talking to the king, like remember the HaMelech from Megillas Esther, and the Be'er Yosef at the beginning of Vayishlach quotes that there were three people, he quotes the Vilna Gaon, that there were three people that did this, that said something, but really it's Daniel and Nehemiah and who was the third one? Often when people talk, but their mind is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though they're talking to somebody, but they're really talking to Hashem. That's what Daniel and Perek Dalet, Mari Chalmach Lesanach, we had that, and we have that by Nehemiah right here. And also, Nehemiah, Al Maze Atama Vakesh Ves Palal Al Kea Shemayim, Vakain Haya Kan Shabaliba Haya Lakadish Baruch Hu. So too, oh, he's relating it to our case, by Esther Amalka. Esther is talking to Achashverosh, but really her mind is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Be'er Yosef there is explaining how she, the measures that she was going to point at Achashverosh, and the Malach moved her hand to Haman. But either, let's see the words. V'espalel ke'el shemayim ba'omer la'melech, I said to the king, again, the real king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im ala'melech tov, im yitav avdecha lefanecha, if it is good on the king, and the king is supportive of the idea of im yitav avdecha lefanecha, what's the double lashon? The Malbim kedarka bakodesh, always says nothing is repetitive in Navi, what's the double lashon, the project itself and my involvement in the project. Right, that's the double lashon in Pasuk Hey. Im ratzalomer im adar ba'atzmo tov lefanav livnos esa hir hachareva v'mita avdecha liosh shliach lazeh. Right, either one, even if I'm not the one, but even if you support the project, that would also be great. So if the king, you support it, asher tishlacheni el Yehuda el ir kivros avosai ve'evnena, and I would help build it up because it's in shambles now. And it's in a terrible state physically. He didn't go into the spiritually, but he needs to go build it up. And the king says to me, and the Shegal is sitting next to him. Who is the Shegal? So there is opinion in the Gemara in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah that this shows that Daryavesh was good and then became bad, because Shegal maybe means his dog that he used for Mishkav Behema. But according to others, it just means either Esha Samelach, Shegal is Esha Samelach, right? Rashi here quotes, Ishto Hamalka, the wife, but others, the Malbim says, maybe means the mother of the king, who is Esther Hamalka, right? If Daryavesh is the son of Esther and Achashveros, so Esther Hamalka is sitting there. Vashegel Yoshevet Etzlo, and Masa Yi Mahalachacha, How long are you going to be there for? Matai tashuv, and when are you going to be back? And before he even gets an answer, Vayitav lefnei amelach, vayishlacheni, the king, it was good in his eyes, he sent me, v'etna lo zman, I gave him a time. It ended up being more than a decade. Va'omar la'melachim, la'melach tov. But can I ask one other thing, or another request? Igros yitnuli, please give me some letters signed by the king, apacha, vos, eber anar, to get to the governors of the land there, asher yaviruni, ad asher avo el Yehuda. These will help me pass through as I go through the Yehuda. The Igeres el Asaf and the Igeres to Asaf Shomar Paradis, the one that's in charge of the forest. We need lumber. Asher Amelech, Asher Yitim Li Eitzim, Lakaros, he will give me Eitzim to use for boards. It's Sha'arei HaBira Shalabayis, the gates of the Bira. The Bira might be the Heichel, might be the Mikdash, discussion in the Gemara. And even though, again, even though the Gemara Erechin talks about, not we discussed this in the previous prakim, you're not allowed to take nedavis from non-Jews, so maybe the reasons that apply, that's the basis of the halacha, they might be chozer bo, they might use it for their benefit, here it wouldn't apply, because it's the king really that's giving them the supplies. Asher labayis ulechom ha'seir, to use for the Beis HaMikdash, to use for the walls, the labayis asher avo ilav, and to use for the bayis that I will come to. What's that referring to? Rashi says his own house. Nechemi needs a place to live. The Malbim says it's more of what we might call an embassy. It doesn't say my house. It says the house that I will come to. It means the king. The king has houses in every country. So, please, if I could have a letter for that. He gives me the... He gives me the letter. And I come, and I gave it to all the governors, the igros. And even send me with a military escort. Why a military escort? Remember, this is in contrast to Ezra. Ezra did not ask for a military escort. But we mentioned Rabbi Schwab in the end of the in Sefer Ezra. Ezra didn't ask because he told the king that there are thousands of Jews that are going to come and we're going to have a special divine protection. Thousands of Jews didn't come. Very little came, but he couldn't go back to the king. So instead, he fasted and he davened, and that was his protection. They didn't have the army, but here Nehemiah has an army. Vayishma, so here we go. Vayishma Sanbalat Achorani, Sanbalat. Right, some say he was a Jewish heretic, a mumar. Some say Josephus says that he was a non-Jew whose daughter married the Kohen Gadol, and maybe when Ezra and Nehemiah made all the Jews divorce there and separate from their non-Jewish wives, he didn't want to divorce. He didn't want to leave, and that's what partly made him a renegade. Rashi calls them Tsare Yehuda. Maybe he's from the Kusim, the Shomronim, as we know. So the Sanbalat Achorani V'tuvio Ha'eved Amoni, some non-Jew that also became his second, his assistant. Vayeralem Ra Gedola, Asher Ba'adam Levakish Tova Levnei Yisrael. Anti-Semites, whether they were Jewish, not Jewish, anti-Semites that wanted the Jews not to have a connection to Yerushalayim. Va'avol Yerushalayim, and I came to Yerushalayim, but Eisham Yamim Shlosha, I was there for 3 days. Right, a number of times. Back in Ezra, also Ezra came for 3 days, the Gemara in Brachas Darshins, if you remember, the Gemara in Erevin, that you can't daven for 3 days after you get to a place. Va'akum laila, but then I got up in the middle of the night. Aniva Anashimati, me a few men. Ploigati la'adam ma elokai nosena libi. I didn't tell anybody what Hashem put into my heart to do, la'asos li Yerushalayim, to do to Yerushalayim. Ubehema eini mi, I didn't take animals. I didn't want there to be noise. Ubehema eini mi, ki im habehema sheni rocheba. Nobody else took animals. I took one, but the other people with me didn't take animals. But Eitzah b'shar ha'gai laila, I went out to one of the sha'arim, mistama, his house was near shar ha'gai, one of the sha'arim of the city, vel p'nei ein ha'tanin, vel shar ha'ashpot, and to Shara Ashpot, which is not the Shara Ashpot that we have today near the Kotel, because that one is on the southern side. This one seems to be on the western side. The Ehi, and here's a Kriyan Ksiv, Sover or Shover, or if it's not Kriyan Ksiv, it's just two different understandings. If it's Shover with a shin, so that's saying he went around to break the walls. Either he Dafka did it to A, pretend that there was enemies that have been attacking, that's Mesudas David, right, Laman Yechshavu Anchi Yerushalayim Shaha Oyevu Ashover Sachoma, or just to show how to make it look even worse than it was, to show how much they need it, or just he crumbled it to show that it's so weak, he didn't add on anything. That's a Vishay Shover, broken. If you say sover, sover means to analyze. To be ma'ayin, the Eben Ezra. Choshevu ma'ayin b'chomos. He went around looking at the walls to inspect it in a private place. The Malbim says maybe he inspected to see if they were strong, then he left them there. And if they weren't strong, then he showed how crumbly they are, and therefore those needed to be rebuilt. So he went around, v'yisover b'chomos Yerushalayim asher Hein prutzim usharei ochlu ba'esh, how they were broken and the gates were consumed. Vo'yavar al shar ha'ayin, ve'al brechas ha'melech came to the pool of the king from Shlomo ha'melech. Ve'ein makom la'beim alavar tachtoi. It wasn't even a place. There was so much rubble there. The animal couldn't pass. Vo'yei ole banach ha'layla ba'ei, again, sover or shover b'choma. Va'ashuv avo b'shar ha'gai va'ashuv. I went back and forth. Vasganim lo yadu ana halachti. And the people that were guarding didn't know where I went. Umani oseh. V'la yehudim, v'la kohanim, v'la churim, v'la sganim. I didn't tell anybody why what I was doing. But the next morning, look at these walls, look at this decrepit state. Let's build up. It won't be such a disgrace and embarrassment for us. I told them, I instructed them that Hashem was with us. Let's do it. And they were mechazek. Vayish pasanbal tachorani, vatovia ever amoni, sanbala tovia geshem arvi, vayaligulanu, they made fun of us, they scoffed us, vayivzu aleinu vayomru, ma davar azesher atem osim. What are you doing? Ha'al ha'melech atem mordim, it's a rebellion. And I told them, no, the king gave us permission, actually. Vashivo samdavar, vamar lem alakei ha'shamayim, hu yatzliach lanu, he'll make us matzliach. Even if you are marshaling against us, you have no connection. This is what our enemies have been telling us. What are you doing here in Yerushalayim? And we need to tell them, this is our city. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the right.